Inside, waiting for me was an empty 20x24 studio apartment with a body-damaged sofa, a bookcase with 14 books in it and lots of waiting space, an easy chair bought on the cheap from Goodwill Industries, a Sears Roebuck unpainted pinewood desk with an unoiled 1934 Underwood Standard typewriter on it, as big as a player piano and as loud as wooden clogs on a carpetless floor. In the typewriter was an anticipatory sheet of paper. In a wood box on one side was my collected literary output, all in one stack. There were copies of Dime Detective, Detective Tales, and Black Mask, each of which had paid me $30 or $40 per story. On the other side was another wooden box waiting to be filled with manuscript. In it was a single page of a book that refused to begin. Untitled novel. With my name under that. And the date, July 1st, 1949. Which was 3 months ago. I shivered, stripped down, toweled myself off, got into a bathrobe, and came back to stand staring at my desk. I touched the typewriter, wondering if it was a lost friend or a man or a mean mistress. Somewhere back a few weeks ago, it had made noises vaguely resembling the muse. Now, more often than not, I sat at the damned machine as if someone had cut my hands off the wrists. 3 or 4 times a day I sat here and was victimized by literary heaves. Nothing came. Or if it did, it wound up on the floor in hairballs I swept up every night. I was going through that long desert known as Dry Spell, Arizona. It had a lot to do with Peg so far away, among all those catacomb mummies in Mexico, and my being lonely, and no sun in Venice for the 3 months, only mist and then fog and then rain and then fog and mist again. I wound myself up in cold cotton batting each midnight and rolled out all fungus at dawn. My pillow was moist every morning, but I didn't know what I had dreamed to salt it that way. I looked out the window at that telephone, which I listened for all day every day, which never rang, offering to bank my splendid novel if I could finish it last year. I saw my fingers moving on the typewriter keys, fumbling.